This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
LibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLiberty.com. Glad to have you here today. You told velvety voice of Bradley Dean was going to be on the line. You get to listen to mine. I've got the face made for radio. Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hope that you will take time to look at the article. The latest article, did Florida Governor and Sean Hannity dropped support of Florida Sheriff Carmine Marcino because he was abused. He abused his power to pursue women for sex and wanted his baby murdered. They quietly dropped it after they said, my good buddy Carmine. It's packed with evidence that if you're in the Lee County area, the Fort Myers area, any of that down there, you're not going to get from anybody. I can tell you because I've talked to people who live down there, and they said nobody's covered this the way we have. So we're happy to help in that arena because, look, we've got to bring justice. Bradley and I have talked about this. If we don't bring justice, we don't guard anybody's liberty. And so by failing to do that, and the media's responsibility is to point out corruption, it is to point out where these things are going on in government, and to put the feet to the fire of the people who are supposed to do something rather than let them politic their way out of it. So that's why we're staying on this story. It's about bringing justice, okay? All right, so be sure to check that out. And if you can help her, please do that. And if you're an attorney and you can help her, contact me. Click the contact button on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Send me a note. I'll get in touch with you and put her in touch with you. Okay, now, we've got a very special guest. I am unfamiliar with him, but Bradley was very impressed with him in Occupy 2019, and that's where Bradley is today, he and his family. They are in Yankee country up north, and he heard this gentleman speak, and he said, let's have him on the radio, because I think he was riveted, so was his kids. When they even came back to the hotel room last night, they were talking about it. Our guest here is Tom Dunn. He went from Sunday school teacher to guerrilla filmmaker, and he launched out on his own. He stays busy with his family, filmmaking, boots on the ground ministry, and his YouTube show called Through the Black. And after releasing his first two films, Detestable and This is a War, he's currently finishing up work on his film, Fire and Brimstone, that exposes the LGBT agenda from the inside out. And, Tom, I believe Bradley was most impressed with what you were showing the people as far as what's going on in pedophile circles and things that are being done to America's children here. So, Tom Dunn, welcome to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Doing. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, I didn't have you there for a second, so yeah, it's good to have you with us. Now, I did take a look at your website a little bit. People can go there. It is throughtheblack.com, throughtheblack.com, and they can see some more about your work there. They can see what you've done. But Bradley, we may have you on because he was very impressed with whatever your presentation was last night. I was not there. I'm still down here in good old South Carolina. So do you want to tell people exactly kind of the introduction to yourself and then what it is that you do, and then we'll get into whatever you presented last night.
Sure. Well, just like the bio that you just shared says, I was a Sunday school teacher, an aspiring filmmaker for a long time, and I had to wait for the opportunity to do what I wanted to do. the you know, 20 years ago when you're trying to make a film, you're not taken seriously unless you're actually using film. And finally, the technology got caught up and helped me out, and I was able to make some, you know, some good quality films on less money. So that's what we did. I've been, I guess 3 years ago now, I put out my first film, Detestable, and that film has, even though it's 3 years old, people are still interested in it. And it was designed to introduce, maybe reintroduce to the body of Christ, the issue of what's called satanic ritual abuse. Okay? So, that film, it exposes exactly, you know, what I just mentioned. We go, we talk to the survivors, we talk to the victims, we talk to the people who have just come into contact with these underground cults, with these people that are hidden, you know, sometimes in plain sight, that are involved in anything from politics to banking to, you know, just law enforcement, things like this. And they're operating in the craziest, you know, the craziest things. It's very difficult to believe. So I designed this film to try to break the ice, so to speak, with the body of Christ and say, hey, here's an issue that we need to pay attention to. We have so many survivors contacting us for help that we can't get to them all. And they're all telling the same story, and they need help, they need experience, they need people with experience, they need Jesus. And we need your help to reach them. And you got to quit being afraid when somebody says the word Satan or Satanism or devil worship, okay, because we shouldn't be afraid of that, even though Hollywood has done an amazing job of making these people look more powerful. That's just not the case. These people are hiding, they're cowards, and they don't like a light shining on them. So that's what we did with that film, is we shine the light on them.
Okay. All right. No, I like your spirit there, because this is something that Bradley and I talk about often, is we have people that I think often are some Christians who are trying to be sound in what they're doing, but they have this defeatist attitude that, you know, the world's just going to go to hell in the handbasket because they have a really bad eschatology. And though they might be doing certain things of giving the gospel and this, that, and the other, they just have this gloom and doom outlook for the future. And it seems to me that some of them have never read 1 Corinthians 15 that says, you know, Jesus is on the throne, he's king there, and he's going to subdue his enemies. He's going to do that till the end. And so we're a part of that. I mean, we get to be a part of doing that. And part of that is by doing what you're doing here, which is, it sounds to me like exposing the works of darkness, which is how we bring the light.
No, that's exactly right. And if anybody goes and they look in the book of Ezekiel chapter 8, you're going to see a prophet of God, okay, who God had to take him by the hair and show him what was being done in the hidden places, in the temples, in the middle of the night, by the priest. And he said, I want you to go and I want you to look in there. I'm going to show you something detestable. And he said, dig into the hole. And then he said, I'm going to take you to another place and I'm going to show you something even more detestable. So they were doing rituals in the temple, the priest of God, that they were supposed to be God's holy people. And God wanted exposed.
Yeah, I agree. Tom, we're up against a break here. If you want to call in any time, maybe you got a question for Tom here. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to call in, you got a question here for Tom as he expounds on some of the work that he does. 1-866-582-9933. Again, for those of you who've tuned in listening for Bradley, I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm filling in for him while he's up at Occupy 2019, where he met our friend here, Tom, who's joined us on the line. And before that, the break, we were talking about the fact that Tom is engaged in exposing the church to what is going on in our country. And so, Tom, here's a question I have for you, because I remember a guy by the name of Mike Warnke. Years ago, he came out, the Satan Seller and all that, and then eventually he said, I was basically a fraud. And some people may view what you're going to say, the things that you're going to share about, and they're going to say, well, are you the same kind of thing? I mean, is this, you know, a lot of stuff like he did? And not only is it like that, is this something that's just happening, you know, left out there in California or something? Because you're obviously not in California. Is this happening in neighborhoods around America where people ought to be looking out for the things that you're pointing out?
No, that's a very good question, and Mike Warnke is a very good example, and I followed that story. I'm familiar with it, and there's a lot more to that story that I mean, there's some truth to what happened with Mike Warnke, but Mike Warnke admitted he was a comedian, that he exaggerated some things, and he got caught in those exaggerations. But I'm not here to condemn him or defend him. Regardless of Mike Warnke, we run into cases and we investigate cases on a regular basis. I should mention I work with a minister by the name of Russ Dizdar, and we you could talk about something like a McMartin preschool case that happened in California. You could talk about the Evansville case in Evansville, Indiana. Those are a couple of the more popular ones. Here's the thing. I don't want to spread paranoia. I don't want people to think that every person that they don't know personally is involved in Satanism, because that's not the case. I mean, we know a lot of people that, you know, not everybody's doing this, but I don't want this to be brushed under the rug, because it's more serious than people realize. Okay. Again, we have so many requests for help that we cannot get to them all. Where you find one survivor or one victim, you're going to find 20, okay? Because that's how these guys operate. When people think of a Satanist, they might think of a kid dressed in black, you know, that listens to heavy metal music or something like that, and, you know, they have a bad attitude and they hang out on the corner at the mall or something like that. Yeah, there are people that identify as Satanists. There's just like in Christianity, there's different denominations. There's different denominations in Satanists, and one of the denominations doesn't believe, they're more atheistic. They don't believe in Satan or God. Another denomination, I would call them more of a theistic Satanist or a religious Satanist, where they believe in Satan. They worship him, and they do rituals, okay? But, and we minister to everybody. We, you know, we're not just picking out one group. We want to reach everybody with the gospel. But the ones that we track and the ones that we deal with and the ones that do the killing and the ones that are involved in the drug trafficking and the human trafficking, these are the underground Satanists. You think, again, the book of Ezekiel, the things that were hidden, that were underground, that were happening in the night, okay? These people that we're dealing with, secrecy and invisibility is their weapon. And I don't mean physical invisibility, but just, you know, their ability to operate without getting, without having any prosecution, any legal, you know, a case brought against them. Now, that being said, there are cases, you know, that have been tried, you know, in courts that have involved Satanism and tried successfully, you know, with convictions. But anyway, what I'm trying to explain, there's different denominations of Satanism, and the people that are involved in the lower levels, they will deny that this generational Satanism doesn't exist, and they will fight you tooth and nail. And Mike Warnke is one of the examples they use, and they use other ones too. They'll bring up McMartin. They'll say there's nothing there, you know, and they'll bring up these other cases. But I mean, we run into the survivors who have no way of networking. We've seen this over and over, you know, and they tell the exact same testimony, whether it's a lady, like in my film, Detestable, I interviewed a lady who was, her and her husband went to a town to pastor a church. Okay, this was in a small Ohio town. They went down there. They just wanted to serve God, and they wanted to do it to the best of their ability. And their church, you know, began to prosper, and people began getting saved, and drug addicts, you know, began getting healed and off of drugs and all this. So little did they know that this town was run by Satanists, okay? Small town in Ohio. And they began to try to infiltrate the church. We hear this story so many times. Okay, and they'll send somebody in to try to bring the pastor down, to try to get the pastor to fall. They'll send somebody in to do rituals in the church, to try to do anything they can to get close to the people in power, to get the keys to the church, something like this, and cause that church to fall from the inside out. But sometimes the power of God is so strong in the church that the person infiltrating, their programming breaks down, and then they'll turn on the cult, and that's what happened in this case. So, you know, I'm just trying to throw out some examples of how we run into it. It's not always a victim. Sometimes it's somebody from the outside who has run into these guys.
Yeah. No, I understand that, and I understand the differences in Satanism. I think really, for a lot of Satanism, what happens is it really breaks down to, instead of all the rituals that may get tagged on it, it's basically the old Aleister Crowley thing of "do what you will be the whole of the law." And that's really what happened in the garden. Adam and Eve chose basically practical Satanism, which is what I say. A lot of people are in the church who are not true followers of Christ. They're following, they're determining what's right. They're determining what's wrong. And they're going to make the law for themselves. And as long as they're quote unquote, and we hear it so often, as long as I'm true to myself, then everything will be okay. And that's really a practical Satanism. And I think all of those denominations of Satanism have that as its foundation. Some are, like you said, atheistic. Some are more seeing a theism sort of brand of Satanism in there. And others are very ritualistic. So we know there's differences of that. But you're dealing with something that's really, really dark. Something that is not only destroying the innocence of children, but oftentimes their lives. And we've got here a few minutes before the break, about 2 minutes or so. So let's get into some of that. What are some of the things that you're presenting there at Occupy 2019? What are some of the things that you revealed in some of your films? Let's talk about some of that.
So, okay. In my presentation last night, I talked about human trafficking. Then at the end, I talked about a case that has been one of the biggest cases that we've seen break out since what we call the Satanic Panic in the late 80s, early 90s, okay? The Satanic Panic was like a propaganda piece that the media put out there to try and discredit stories of Satanism. So there's a case in London, from London, called the Hampstead case. Okay, so what happened was a mother was on holiday with her children, and her children began to disclose the information about a satanic cult. And they gave details. They gave names of people. They gave locations. They gave distinguishing marks, okay, of tattoos and moles and all kinds of things that are under the bikini, right, of the teachers. These kids gave excruciating detail. The mother said, okay, we're gonna catch these guys. We're gonna blow this wide open. She went back to London. And she said, I've got some evidence. You need to hear this. You need to investigate this. So she took her kids in. The kids did police interviews, okay? The police interviewed each kid, a brother and sister, by the way, for an hour, two times each. So there's 4 hours that have been leaked online of these interviews, okay? And you can watch these interviews. You can tell that these kids are recalling from memory what has happened to them. They, again, you watch the detail. So what happened, Tim, we hear this happen all the time. The law enforcement turned on the mother and said the mother coached these kids to say these things, okay, and they came after her and tried to arrest her. Now, important part of the information is these kids were examined by a doctor, and the doctor concluded after the medical examination that, yes, these kids had been sexually abused. Okay, so the court, even after Incredible. The testimony, yeah.
Hey, hang on. We're up against a break here. Folks, okay. Stay with us. Tom Dunn is on the line. Buckle up here because we're going to get in some heavy stuff here. Tom, hang on with us through the break, and we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMovie.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
California certainly is always saying, oh, we want more people.
President Trump floats the idea of releasing illegal aliens into sanctuary cities like San Francisco, where House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lives.
And they want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
To Capitol Hill, where Congress begins its two-week spring break recess with Democrats and Republicans pointing fingers at each other. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
The fingers are being pointed because lawmakers left town without approving a disaster relief bill. The deal breaker, additional hurricane recovery funds for Puerto Rico. Democrats blame Republicans for following President Trump's refusal to approve more money for that U.S. territory, even though it's still suffering from two huge hurricanes that slammed the island in 2017.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. If you'd like to call in, you got a question for Tom while he's on the line, 1-866-582-9933. Again, Bradley is up at Occupy 2019 tonight, up there in Yankee territory from what I... That's what I call it up there. But there's still some good brothers up there. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and I'm filling in for Bradley today. Okay, Tom, we were getting right to a break, and excuse me, you were telling us about a particular case that was going on in London, and a mother had children. Those children had told her about some sexual rituals that were going on that were satanic, had identified very specific details. And when she took the children back over there to see about law enforcement busting this ring of Satanists, ritual Satanists, the police turned on her instead. This is not too much unlike our first guest in the previous hour that we had. So you want to pick up with that?
Yeah, so let me just back up a little bit. So the mother, again, on holiday, listened to the disclosures of the children. And I forgot to mention that one of the people, one of the accused was their own father, okay? And he was not, the mother did not know that the kid's father, who she wasn't married to, okay, was going to the school, okay, according to the kid's testimony, and was involved in these rituals, okay? You know, Tim, I've heard this so many times, and I cringe for the audience, you know, when I speak these things, because it's hard to hear. But these kids talked about the drinking of blood, the sexual rituals, okay? When we say satanic ritual abuse, that's exactly what it is. You think of abuse, sexual or physical abuse, in the setting of a satanic ritual. I mean, think of a Hollywood movie where you've seen this, and this is what they disclosed. They talked about people in robes. They talked about chants. They talked about the human sacrifice of babies and the drinking of blood and on and on. And they gave detail about how it was done and how the father helped them to be involved. So, and I mentioned, you know, before the break, I mentioned there was a medical examination done on both of these kids, and the doctor concluded that their testimonies were true, you know, it coincided. So, they did 2 hours each with the police, and these interviews have been leaked online. You can watch them. The kids give all the information, and then they both give about 15 minute retractions, okay? So what happened, the kids were in police custody for about a week. And then at the end of that week, they went in and did another 15 minute interview, and they retracted and they said none of the stories were true. We made them up, and it did not happen, okay? So, and then the medical examiner, the doctor actually, she retracted her medical report. And she said, I was wrong. I made a mistake. The justice there in the UK said that the claims were baseless and the mother made them up, okay? So fast forward last summer, the mother takes a polygraph test and passes it, and she was asked about three questions, and it was all about, did you coach your kids to say this? She said no. She passed the polygraph test. So, yes, I know it's not admissible in court, but they're still hard to pass. So what has happened is there was, when that judgment came down from this court, they put a gag order on it, and they said you're not allowed to talk about this case. You're not allowed to say the kids' names. You're not allowed to say the father's names. And if you do, you're going to be put on probation. You're going to be fined. You're going to be put in jail. And that's exactly what we've seen happen. As part of this cover-up, is anybody in the UK that even mentions those kids' names, they went to jail. We just had a lady by the name of Sabine McNeil get sentenced to 9 years in prison on January 9th of 2019 for trying to expose this case, okay? I talked to a journalist from the United States. He went over there 3 years ago to cover this case. And he said the words, we're going to blow the doors off of this, meaning we're going to expose this. They used that as a terrorist threat, and he was kept in jail for 2 years. Okay? So there's a serious cover-up going on with this case. Now, there's cover-ups on satanic ritual abuse cases here in America, but the difference is, you know, people aren't really getting thrown in jail for it. In America, we have the First Amendment. In America, we have the Second Amendment. They have neither over there. And people are afraid to talk about this because of what's happening to the people that do. Okay? So, I mean, that's kind of what we're dealing with. I was in Scotland about 6 months ago, and I went there for a conference on ritual abuse. And I kind of snuck over there because I knew they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't like me being there. And they found out I was there. They called the cops on me. And if they would have found me, they would have had me arrested. Long story short, the FBI was at my house 3 weeks ago doing a threat assessment to make sure I'm not going to hurt anybody. But they were, you know, just kind of following up because they had so many complaints from London about me talking about this case. So there's nothing to see here, but yet, you know, there is an awful, you know, there's an awful strong effort to cover up this case to stop anybody from talking about it. This group, if you're familiar with Scientology, Scientology has almost like a military intelligence group that goes around and they attack anybody that says anything derogatory about Scientology. And they try to discredit them. They'll sue them. They'll do anything. They'll just make up all kinds of crazy articles and videos. That's what I've been dealing with for over 6 months now from a group over there. We don't know anything about them because they won't show their face. Just gang stalking, that sort of thing. No big deal. But again, evidence of the cover-up. If there's nothing there, why all the effort?
Well, yeah, that is the thing, isn't it? It's quite telling when you have the FBI show up at your house and you're not a violent man. It kind of reminds me of guests we had on a week or so ago regarding Schaefer Cox here in the U.S., a man who never engaged in violence, didn't promote it. And, any of the recordings that could exonerate him were withheld by the government. And he's in one of these facilities in Indiana now, due to the fact that the government just wanted him to be quiet and to not tell his story and not be involved in outing what was going on. And so it's very similar. And I'm sure this happens in a lot of things, not just like what you're saying here, but UK is being run over by Muslim gang rape gangs where they groom the young girls for that kind of thing. You're right. I've done several interviews with some of the men over there where their guns have been taken. Now, quietly, they just say, we have guns put back. But we don't want to let anybody know that because we're waiting to use them when we absolutely have to, because what's going to happen is they're going to be taken from them. They're probably going to be carted off to jail, and who knows what's going to happen in those jails because they're largely dominated with Muslims in there. That's their ground for recruit. So does any of this – let me ask you this. Does any of that have any intersection at all with the growing rise of Islam there in the U.K.?
I think it intersects in the way that everything is just turned upside down. It's like the Twilight Zone. Tommy Robinson's name obviously comes up a lot because here's a man that was, wrongly jailed over there just for speaking out about this, There's no freedom of speech. And I'll tell you what, I had several meetings with Christians over there, and many times during those meetings, they would lower their voice to a whisper because they were fear. They were in fear. One of the things they fear is talking about anything that would be considered derogatory, okay? Saying that LGBT is a sin, that homosexuality is a sin, you're getting big trouble for that over there. And I think we need to pay attention as Americans, because obviously there is a strong push to make these things, make it the same way over here in America.
No, that's exactly what it is. And this is why we need to raise our voice even more right now while we have it. I've been told by many quote unquote conservatives don't use the term sodomite. And I'm like, well, the Bible uses the term sodomite, and it actually identifies what these people engage in. I said, I don't call a murderer a life taker. I don't call an adulterer something that's not what that is. And the sodomites had an agenda to sort of whitewash what they were doing. I think it was back in the 80s when the whole AIDS thing came out, and so that it looks like it's not as really dirty, nasty, sinful, and detestable, and whatever else we can put with it, depraved as it is. And so we need to speak out against these things even more, and obviously calling people to repentance is the issue. They're not going to save themselves out of that. Only Christ can save, because he's a great Savior.
No, amen, amen. And I just made a film about that exact issue. Since you brought it up, let me. It just arrived yesterday. It's called Fire and Brimstone, and it follows the life of David Arthur, and it also follows the history of the uprising of the LGBT movement. David Arthur was a man who lived about 30 years of his life as a woman. He was on his deathbed with AIDS, and he reached over and grabbed the Bible that he was using for a coaster and began to read it, and he began to repent, and he got up. He got healed. He went to the doctor. They said, we can't explain what's going on. And then, again, he repented for his lifestyle, and now he's an evangelist, and he reaches out to that group. But you're exactly right. And the film also covers the agenda of the LGBTQ plus that's coming after our children. And what you said was exactly right, Tim. They had a mission to whitewash what they were doing, to make themselves look friendly on purpose, and it was all in their white papers. It was all there.
Yeah, they were trying to make it acceptable. SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Final segment coming up. Sons Liberty Radio.
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Okay, welcome out of the SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyMedia.com. Final segment here. We've got Tom Dunn on the line with us from ThroughTheBlack.com, ThroughTheBlack.com. And, Tom, we went into break there. And something that's on my mind, I've got a good friend. Her name is Corey Lynn. She writes at Corey's Digs. I think it's Corey's Digs, as in plural.com. And she's put together some articles on the issue of pedophile rings and things of this nature, tying all the way up into, you know, big politicians named such as the Clintons, Podesta, and stuff like that, that we've heard in the news over the past couple of years at least. And one of the questions I have to you is in your line of work, what are you finding? Because I've had people say there's nothing to the whole Pizzagate thing, and yet there seems to be quite a bit of evidence. In fact, there was a guy in his indictment, he referenced certain things about pizza and equated it with sexual relations. There have been even professors in school who have used that sort of terminology. And so are there some intersections of these things as well, maybe in your research and the things you've been doing?
Yeah, there definitely is. And, you know, Pizzagate, when that broke, that opened a lot of people's eyes, right? So the emails were leaked, and they had all this crazy language out there. And it's like, what the heck are they talking about? And spirit cooking and things like that. I mean, I get my worldview from the Bible, and I can look at a leader like Pharaoh, who was the strongest military leader in the world and the strongest politician in the world, and he was involved in the occult. You know, look at Nebuchadnezzar. Again, a military leader, a politician involved in the occult. Look at how God sends a prophet constantly to go up against a politician somewhere, a government leader. And my worldview that comes from the Bible tells me that politicians are involved in these things in some way. So it's no surprise to me, but I think that the, you know, a vast majority of the churches just can't accept this, you know. They want to get caught up in the right-left paradigm, and they don't want to believe this, and they want to believe, you know, good, bad, you know, all this. But there's definitely, I mean, you know, let's talk about Bohemian Grove. Let's talk about, you know, the Georgia Guidestones. Let's talk about, you know, all of this evidence that we have that we know these politicians are involved in this. And Pizzagate is very credible to me, you know, and it was no surprise. And I mean, we've heard stories about the Clintons and, you know, and the Podestas. Again, difficult to prove. And we pray to God, Lord, give us more evidence. Help us to get more whistleblowers out there to tell the truth about what's going on. So, but there's a definite connection, no doubt.
Well, I tend to agree. And then their billionaire friend who run the Lolita Express, you know, he's busted all these underage children, some of the senators, Bill Clinton. Hey, even President Trump was hanging out with him. Oh, he's a good friend, this, that, and the other. And we come to find out that even in his case, under Trump, the guy that he just put, I think it was in charge of, he's the Secretary of Labor. That guy was the attorney down there that cut a sweet deal for him for all the stuff he was indicted for, and found guilty of. And this guy got like, months. He got a sweetheart deal for all of the stuff he, now that doesn't mean he's not going to answer to the judge. But the fact of the matter is somebody's washing somebody's hands in here. There is a reciprocal kind of cover up by people who have the ability to do that for some of these people. And whether the higher ups are actually engaged in it or they're not engaged in it, or they're just doing it to keep their job or whatever they're doing, this thing goes up the line. And when I ask Pizzagate, I'm not necessarily referring to Comet Pizza. We're talking about an actual story of this lingo that's being used to speak about human trafficking and specifically children used as sex objects.
Yeah, no doubt, and I agree. So I don't know if anybody's ever heard about Mark Dutroux from, he's from Belgium. They called him the Belgium Beast, okay? And back in 1989, around that time, he got busted for sexually abusing little girls. They gave him a slap on the wrist. Nobody can figure out why. He served a little bit of time in jail, then he got out, and then he did the same thing again. And then they were going to give him another slap on the wrist. And then when the people of Belgium found out, 300,000 people took to the streets of Brussels and demanded justice. So, and what was going on the whole time? He was protecting judges. He was protecting people in law enforcement and politicians. And that's why they gave him a slap on the wrist, because if they prosecute him, he could spill his guts and blow the whole thing wide open. So, and I mean, we see it all over, and from the Bible to current times, and it's not going to quit. We're giving them permission to do it. It's happening right in front of our eyes. We need to stand up and say enough is enough. We know you're doing this stuff. Quit letting these guys off, you know. And the thing is, just like you said, Tim, they might get away with it here, but they will not get away with it at the White Throne Judgment.
Oh, no, that's for sure. Now, one of the things I want to ask you about, and this has bothered me for some time, ever since I read it a couple of years ago. But I think this ties in not only to the things that you're talking about, but to me it ties in with God's judgment. You know, he lays out his judgments to his people. He says, if you're going to depart from my laws, here's how I'm going to judge you. I'll bless you if you obey me. I'll give you all these great blessings. But the curses are three or four times as much if you're going to depart from me. And one of those is, it talks about eating your own, the fruit of the womb. And we saw some of that in AD 70 and things of that nature. We've had this issue come up with the Cannibal Club in Los Angeles. And we have movie stars who partake of this where they, I don't know how they're doing it legally, but it's cannibalism. Does that factor into some of this as well? I mean, you're talking about children being killed and sacrificed. What are they doing with them? And we're talking about the spirit cooking and things of that nature.
And one of the things we've been learning about, you know, recently that's really, you know, made its rounds on the internet, which I believe is true, is what's called adrenochrome. And it's like a drug to these, whoever's taking it, whether it's a Hollywood star or a politician or a banker, you know, they torture a child and then they draw the blood and then the adrenaline in that blood gives them a high. They love this, you know. The spiritual side, the demonic loves the spilling of human blood. Anywhere from abortion to the, you know, the sacrifice, the rape, whatever. They don't care as long as they can hurt humans. They hate God. They hate humanity. So, I think you're exactly right. It all goes together. I mean, I can't believe that we even have to talk about saving babies in the womb. That should be a safe place. I mean, it's crazy that even needs to be a conversation, but that's life, right? So then when we save them from abortion, they're rescued, then we release them into the world to, you know, for human trafficking. What is wrong with humanity that we have to, it just seems like we can't get enough of destroying children one way or another. It doesn't make sense to me, but, you know, again, God's word warns us, it tells us about this, and we shouldn't be surprised.
No, we shouldn't, and we're to expose it, so I'm glad you're out there doing that, even though some of these things, and I hate having to deal with it too when I have to write articles on it. I mean, I'm just like, it just turns my stomach. I don't like to do it. But you're out there doing this. You're on the front line in it. And I know Bradley said he was just really impressed with your presentation. And the family had talked about it as well. We've just got just a little bit of time here, Tom. Tell people where they can find out more about you, where they can pick up your films at.
Yeah. So you can find my films at throughtheblack.com. They're on there. They're available. There's bonus discs. And two of the films are available to rent on Vimeo. You can go there and watch them digitally if you live in another country and you don't want to pay the shipping. So, and then also, if you, it all leads to the same place, but the case that I've been talking about is the Hampstead case. And if you go to the website, LondonHasASecret.com, you can watch the videos, you can read the medical report, you can read the ruling from the justice, and you can make up your own mind. You can even watch a produced video made by the BBC of the father talking about these issues, and you make up your own mind. That's what I tell people, because there's going to be a lot of people tell you this is not true, these kids made this up. Watch the interviews, watch the children's testimony yourself. You decide if you think they're telling the truth or not.
We're very familiar with people when those in authority who are looking to cover something up, especially when it comes to little children and sometimes adults, to manipulate them to retract what they say, they saw, what they experienced, and all of this other. So we're well aware of that. Okay, Tom Dunn, we're out of time here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Tom is with ThroughTheBlack.com. ThroughTheBlack.com. Check out his work there. Support him if you can. And we'll be back with you on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend. Great Lord's Day tomorrow. See you.
The Sons of Liberty.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.